This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Live from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 conference, your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Hello again, it's Guy coming to you from the NINA 2013, and I have a guest in this segment, Todd Miller, VP of Public Safety Services for Smart 911. Smart 911 improves the quality and quantity of information available to 911 call takers. It helps 911 call takers make faster and better decisions, shortens response times, and helps save lives. Todd, welcome to the podcast.
Guy, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I gave a little bit of an intro there about Smart 911. Can you tell us a little bit more about your company?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll tell you a little bit about Smart 911. Essentially, we're solving the problem of not having enough information with inbound 911 calls. So when you think about 911 calls today, most of them are coming in from mobile phones, right? 70%+. And in those situations, we really don't have a whole lot of information on the public safety side. We'll get some form of location, which, as we all know, may not be incredibly accurate.
I saw some statistics saying that actually the accuracy is going down.
Exactly. And so when you get some form of location that might be inaccurate, and then just a phone number, what happens when that individual is unable to communicate? What happens when they're unable to share critical information that would help throughout the 911 and first responder process? And that's really the problem that we're solving. With Smart 911, individuals are able to create what we call a safety profile, and it's free of charge for citizens. And what they do is they go to smart911.com and create their safety profile. And in doing so, they provide as much or as little information as they choose to. Things like photos and physical descriptions, health and medical information, special rescue notes, even information about their household or cars or even what pets may be in the household. And then all that information is stored safely, securely, privately until they dial 911. And at that point, it's automatically delivered to 911 call takers, dispatchers, and ultimately can be put into the hands of first responders to help facilitate a better end-to-end emergency response.
Wow. So someone goes online, they create this profile. What kinds of, you mentioned a few of the things, is it really an in-depth profile of them, or is it something that...
You know, from a citizen's perspective, they can elect to provide as much or as little as they choose to. And so it can be things like a photo. So think about a missing child situation. In fact, we had a really great success story out of Arkansas recently. Arkansas was the first state in the nation to roll out Smart 911 across the entire state. And just about 6 months ago, there was a situation where a young family with a six-year-old little girl went missing. She didn't come home on that school bus.
Wow.
And what's amazing, you can hear this call online also. We have the call tape. What's amazing is when you hear this frantic mother call, rather than going through the standard operating procedures that most PSAPs would have to go through without Smart 911, which in that case would be sending an officer out, asking for a physical photo, bringing the photo back, on average, about 2 hours to get that photo into the hands of first responders. You can hear on this tape that call taker automatically has the picture of that young six-year-old girl right in front of her. And I'm very happy to say we were able to help rescue that girl within 10 minutes.
Wow. So if you put yourself in the place of that parent, clock ticking away, to have to wait that time without this kind of information, it makes me wonder why anyone wouldn't want to do this immediately.
And I tell you, we hear stories like that all the time. In fact, we had one of our customers stop by from Tennessee just yesterday, and he said, Todd, we just saved another life last week. And I said, well, Brian, tell me about it. And he shared a story where they had an incoming mobile call. They live in a very rural area, so the location hit that they got was only at the tower level. So it was very, very broad. And all they heard on the other side is what they described as a gurgling sound.
Oh my.
So think about that, guy. What happens if you have no information and you hear someone clearly struggling, asking for assistance, but they can't communicate what's needed? Without Smart 911, literally, they would have had no place to go. That search would have been so broad, who knows what would have happened. But because they had Smart 911, instantly with that inbound call, even though that caller couldn't communicate, they had their photo, physical description, home address, so they knew exactly where to go, and the fact that this was an individual who had a history of seizures. So they knew to dispatch medical at the same time. And the 911 director said, that just paid for itself right there.
Right. So it's also healthcare information and Absolutely. Have all the appropriate securities in place to be able to protect that information?
So. We certainly do. We take the security and privacy of this data very, very seriously and help protect that from any sort of issues.
Well, I do a lot of traveling and I live up in the Northeast. So if I make my profile up in where I live, is it available places where I might be traveling to?
Now, that's a great point because Smart 911 is a nationwide system. So currently it's deployed in over 32 states, over 400 communities, really great communities like Washington, D.C. and Seattle, Washington, Atlanta, Georgia, the entire state of Arkansas. And what happens is if you create your safety profile today, in fact, Guy, I'm going to give you some homework. If you haven't done it yet, go create your safety profile, smart911.com. When you do that and you validate your phone number and then you go to any of those locations across the country that have Smart 911, you dial 911, they're going to be able to help you better.
Can I also do it from the members of my family, or does each individual person have to go through and do their own thing? So.
It is a household profile. So just to share with you an example from my household, I'm registered. My wife is part of my profile and my two sons. I've got a six-year-old and a three-year-old. And we've registered our home number, my mobile number, her mobile number, even our work numbers. And if any of those numbers were to dial 911 in an area that has Smart 911, our entire family profile would be displayed automatically.
Wow. What a service. So does anyone else offer this kind of service, and how does Smart 911 differ if so?
It is unique. There is no other offering in the nation like it.
Todd, thank you very much for being a part of the APN podcast today.
Guy, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So we've been speaking with Todd Miller, VP of Public Safety Services for Smart 911. And this again is your host, Guy Clinch, coming to you from the NINA 2013 and wishing you all the best in your productive day.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network, at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo in the Charlotte Convention Center. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.